Hello, hello. Welcome to the Boiling Point Faith and Fire podcast, where conviction collides with chaos and we do not play nice with deception. This isn't your grandma's Sunday sermon. This is not a both sides kind of show. This is faith with a backbone and truth with teeth and a fire that burns through the cultural nonsense trying to rewrite what is right. If you still believe in God, family, freedom, and you're not afraid to ruffle some feathers doing it, you are home. So if what you hear lights a match under your spirit, don't just sit there clapping in the comments, okay? Do something about it. My co-host Rory is not just preaching from a mic, he is building podcast powerhouses out of everyday voices. So I am telling you, it is imperative to go find him on Facebook and get connected. For those of you who are done being Big Pharma's lab rats, real deal. I've got FDA registered zero ingredient vibrotactile patches that will flip your system back online naturally. Okay. Pair that with my test, don't guess, and I am going to show you exactly what your body is screaming for. No fluff, no pills, no guesswork. Freedom for your health, your voice, and your future. Quick legal note before the lawyers start sweating. This show is for entertainment. Everything you hear is opinion, not medical advice, not gospel truth, and definitely not the Ten Commandments. We're just talking about what we believe, what we see, and what we live through, and what God's showing us. So what you do with it, that is between you and him. Hello, Rory.
How you doing, lady? It's good to hear. Good to see you this morning.
Hello, hello. So Rory is in the thick of it for this final wedding, you guys. So we're going to pray and bless this. I can't wait to see the pictures, and it sounds like the food's going to be pretty good too. So
Yeah, like I told you before, I've been cooking it in between like podcast episodes, for my kids. But I've been sending them, dad type wedding jokes all week long, just to try and alleviate some of the pain. And my son keeps giving
yes.
me the, forehead,
The face
emoji.
palm.
So,
Yes.
if I may, I'd love to start with one today. Is that
Oh,
okay? Just
please
because I
do.
am a dad. So,
Yes.
dad joke to get us going.
Dad jokes are welcome on faith on Boiling Point.
So, why do watermelons have such huge, lavish weddings?
Ooh, I don't know this one.
Because they cantaloupe.
Aha! Okay, that I'm with your son. That is the cheesiest. It's so great. It is so great.
I'm the king of the really bad dad jokes, so I send them out all the time on this, feed through the text chain to all my kids, and they just are
Yes.
like, "Dad, please stop. Why?" I'm like, "Because I'm your dad, and it's my job." So, all
Oh.
right, hey, I just wanted to start one, on a good note
Yeah,
today.
no, that
I
is
know
so great.
you have a ton of stuff today to get
Not
through.
really
You
a
were talking
ton,
about
but
it.
I do have some stuff that
Awesome.
I want to bring in into people's awareness.
It.
So first thing I want to say right now is this Carmelo Anthony thing. I keep seeing posts all over Facebook that this little murderer is getting the death penalty. I've seen it like three or four times. My husband commented on it yesterday. You guys, this dude's at home chilling with all the American freedoms. Like he's not in prison, and like the death penalty is not even on the table for him because of his age. He can't even do life in prison. So I don't want you guys thinking that justice has been done and we're just going to ignore what's happening. He doesn't even have court until June or July of next year. So that's one. I just feel like, why are they feeding this false narrative? Because they don't want us paying attention to this.
It's a great question. I mean, does everybody know the story? You want to fill them in on any of the details that you
Yeah.
have on that guy?
Yeah. So these two kids at a track meet, tell me the kid that lost his life. What is his name? Do you
I can't
remember?
remember. Yeah, I can't remember the names, but I know it was a white kid that was on the track
Yep.
team. And then it was a black kid that had the knife,
And he wasn't even
and
on the track
he
team,
wasn't
I
on the
don't
track team.
believe. Yeah.
No, and he walked onto the track, and yeah, then he like attacked the
Correct.
kid. They got in a fight, and the white kid got stabbed and killed.
To death. And he died in his twin brother's arms. Like, it's a horrific story. So yeah, I'm just like, I'm kind of pissed off that people are buying into this and they're not doing the research. That's why I tell you guys, even whatever we say, I don't always research everything till, my eyes cross. Like I don't do that. I'll if it's someone I really trust, I don't really look for it. But then I saw some people I trust commenting on this, and I need you guys to understand. I don't know if it's because they want to just keep everybody quiet and think that justice was done and this kid is eventually going to walk. I don't know. I don't know what the motive would be for this to be popular right now, but they can't even give him the death penalty, even if that's what we wanted. So I just feel like they're trying to ice this over. I know a lot of people, there was a huge GoFundMe. Huge GoFundMe. The parents took the money and bought a mansion in a gated community with the money. Now they're demanding more money. So people want their money back from the GoFundMe. But it's infuriating. Infuriating. Like everything that happened. And had the roles have been reversed, well, I'm smart enough to know that, yeah, there would have been hell to pay. And if it was a white kid that killed a black kid, he would not be out with his parents in a brand new mansion, chilling. All the freedoms, talk on the phone, text, cruise the internet, go to bed when you want, wake up when you want, walk around in the yard, like do whatever you want, get your face in the sun. This kid has freedom. I told Ben today, I'm like, man, if that was my son and his murderer was living how Carmelo Anthony's living, I couldn't sleep at night. I would rage. I would look like a liberal. I would be screaming. I'd be ripping my hair out. I'd be, there is no way I could just simmer down. Like there, you would have to sedate me for me not to go crazy. 'Cause how is that fair? And I get it. God's justice is God's justice, right? Like this kid's gonna face him, but come on, we're human. Like I, there's no, I couldn't do it.
There's a really big issue around the defense on that, situation, and that the defense right now is that the kid who got killed apparently said something that was very inflammatory to the kid with the knife. Now again, the kid with the knife was trespassing. He was on the track, wasn't a member of the team, and kind of went there to cause trouble. It's all on video of what's happened, so there isn't any real, discrepancy as to what took place. But somehow, if I say something to you and it upsets you enough,
I can stab you
it's
to death.
okay for you to kill me. That's, I mean, the deeper reaching problem here is that people really think that that's a reason. They think that's okay and
You
that
know how many
somehow that's
people
how the
would be
law's
dead
written.
out of my inbox right now? If I could just stab everybody that has said like crazy shit to me, my body count would be close to Hillary's.
Oh my. Yeah, we're getting banned. This podcast is getting taken down. I'm pretty.
Where's the lie? I'm saying
Yeah.
if, allegedly, if it was possible to kill anybody that said something mean to me or bad or horrifying, the name calling, telling me to go jump off a cliff to kill myself, my kids deserve a better mom. Oh my God, you know how many moms this anti-vax thing, you know how many moms would crucify me about how terrible I was because I didn't vaccinate my kids? Like I all those people that said things to me, dead. That makes no
Yeah.
sense to me. And why are we going to teach? This is the problem. So we're just teaching this generation. Someone offends you, take them out. It's fine. You'll be protected. GoFundMe is going to cush, get you a cush little house in a gated community where you're safe and protected. Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. And I'm really surprised that it's still where it is in terms of, the progress of the case. It's videotaped. There's no
Right.
question. How
There's
is
no
this not over
question.
by now?
Well,
You
that's
know,
why I
I don't
think
know.
they want us to think it's over because we still have some liberal Democrat judges in this process that are just doing what they do, doing what they do, keep chaos on the streets. The world's upside down. We're calling good evil and evil good. It's in the book. It's coming, right? So this is really going to shift gears. Okay. It's really going to shift gears, but I listen. Bill Gates.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Talking about good evil and evil good. Like Bill Gates. You guys can fact check this. He's all about population control. Always. And yet we're still trusting him. Like he's literally saying, like, I want to kill you guys. Like I there's too many of you. Natural selection isn't doing enough. Black on black crime isn't doing enough. Vaccinating babies, people are waking up, so I'm screwed there. There's so many things he's up to, you guys, and it is disgusting. I don't know how this guy's getting away with it either. But he's got you got he's saying like we're gonna be eating bugs. Like that's his thing, right? Like he planted this seed a couple years ago. So this one is great, okay. Bill Gates funded ticks to be lab created to create alpha gal syndrome, which is a life changing meat allergy. And it's here. It's in Nebraska. It's in Minnesota, messing with farmers and ranchers. Like this is a real thing. You guys can look it up. There, these ticks are out there. And what they're claiming this to be is that it's climate change. These ticks suddenly, you know, you guys realize that Lyme disease wasn't natural, right? Like that wasn't natural. That was something that they created in a lab for ticks to spread. And now they have this. And it's always been about eating less meat. And if you look at the
Wow.
proof and truth of what has happened, red meat was like the worst for people. Do you remember that? They were like, don't eat red meat, it's bad for your heart. And
Oh,
this
yeah.
whole bullshit health narrative about this. So control the food supply. You're
Wow.
forced to change your diet dramatically if this is going to happen. So that's exactly, Brandon, why would they do this? Well, one world order. They want these concentrated populations to be more manageable. And you can do that. Number one, they're controlling the media. They've sucked your brain cells right out. Every night you're on TikTok, they're sucking your brain cells. Like just imagine when you are staring at your screen, there's just a stream of brain cells going into your phone, into the land of data, because that's what's happening. Now they're going to control your food system. They want to shift everybody off meat.
I hadn't heard about this yet, but now I'm looking it all up, and there's, I don't know, about a zillion articles on here about this. The media is really attacking this hard. So, with what we know about the media, when you see this many articles about something that are all trying to debunk it immediately, then that's a concerted effort to shoot something down. Because if this wasn't real, and
They wouldn't care.
they wouldn't care. There wouldn't be any, effort. Everybody like, well, whatever, a tick and meat and Nebraska or whatever. But because everybody cares this much that they're, I mean, I'm no joke, Brandon, I'm looking, look at my
I
feed right now.
know.
I'm sure you saw this. There's like, there's over 40 articles on here all saying, no, it's not real.
Right.
What in the world? Wow.
And if you
Man, you
guys are
might be
new
onto something.
here, if you're
Yeah.
new here, I mean, scroll back a few seconds and listen to what Rory said. When there are this many people trying to debunk it, there that's a panic. That's like,
Yeah.
we're not allowed to talk about this. So I dare you just to talk about this today with people. Post it on your page. Just start a conversation. Just be like, oh, you know that tinfoil hat wearing fool on the Boiling Point podcast? You wouldn't believe what she shared. Do it as a joke, even. Like,
Sure.
ha ha ha, she's so dumb. Do it. Like, just start the conversation because I promise that things are going to start shifting. And it's, you think the elites are not experimenting on us, and their spokesperson just gets away with it. They play with our biology. They're messing with us. This is just proof. Oh, now we're going to be allergic to meat. That
Well,
is a
that would be
physical,
perfect. Yeah, that's
it's
exactly what they
perfect.
want. Oh my goodness. Well, and that's another thing that they've wanted to make us weak for a very long time. And taking meat out of the diet is the fastest way to make an entire generation of men and women, weak. And that's exactly what they want, because if the weaker we are, the easier we are to control. So I love talking conspiracy theories with you, but I mean, holy cow, when I just opened that up, that blew me away. I don't think I've seen that. I don't think I've seen that many articles on something like that in a long time.
to
And it just
debunk something.
blew right out of my phone.
Right.
I couldn't
Right.
even believe it. Oh my gosh.
And that's kind of how I knew that we had to talk
Wow.
about it. So if you guys ever see something where they're constantly debunking it and they're constantly trying to downplay it and they're constantly trying to defend it or reword it, rewrite it, then that's the red flag. And I think if anything, kind of COVID taught us about that.
Good point.
And it's everything's been all the seeds have been planted. So yeah, the Q obsessed part of me is like, man, because they haven't posted anything since like 2020, I believe. But like everything they have posted previously fits on all of this. Even the Bill Gates comments, because they have to tell you what they're doing. He told us. He wants to put stuff in our food. You can't really do that if we're out here buying beef from a private farmer. You know,
Exactly.
he can't mess with our food if we're growing our own. He can't mess with our food if, you know, we're keeping it local. But if we can't eat cows, we're back to that plant-based meat. He can put anything in there. And he's talked about it. He's talked about putting vaccines in our food. I saw something too when I'm looking at that. There's something about I didn't save it anywhere, but like there's some kind of patch he wants people to wear. Don't give my patches a bad name, you freak. Okay? Like come on now. Wear wearable stuff, but he's still out here pushing the vaccine agenda and it's crazy. But I mean, this going back to Q and the followers of Q, like this, just the government shutdown alone, because they voted to keep it shut down yesterday. And people still aren't looking at the truth of this. They're not looking at the truth of this. This is a Republican plan. It's their fault. This story's been written already. It's just unfolding in real time. It's not even political chaos anymore. They're literally playing chess, and the shutdown is a calculated move. I believe that there's no incompetence, there's no gridlock. It's a controlled collapse. How else are we going to expose corruption and bankrupt the big deep state machine? And his approval rating went up. So I know a lot of you listen and don't see the video, so I won't do middle fingers up right now, but like his approval rating's up 2% yesterday.
I'm not surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
No, what's really funny about this government shutdown is, and not that there's something funny about it, but what's odd and almost and ironic, let's say that. What's ironic about the government shutdown is that the Democrats are using the filibuster rule in that you can't just have a simple majority of 51 in the Senate to shut down things. You have to have 60. And back under Biden, they worked as hard as they could to eliminate the filibuster rule because they wanted to be able to control everything with a simple majority. If they had gotten their way and won those battles under
This would be
Biden,
over.
this would have been over already because the conservatives have the simple majority and that would have been it. So the thing they raged against is the thing that they're leaning on now as their saving grace to try and, get something passed. And I don't know, maybe they'll remember that next time, that you shouldn't change things that are, I don't know, in the Constitution.
But isn't it crazy how the tables turn? Everything they've ever done, if it's being done now, it's the end of the world, and it's evil, and it's this is crazy. So, I mean, if you guys are holding true to the idea that this has played out, I just don't want you to think the shutdown is a failure. This is strategically, the system is breaking down exactly as planned. And I'm going to be honest, like, I really could go either way about, you know, is Trump the white hat? Is he saving us? Is he doing an internal shutdown? And then is like everything that we're seeing where it looks like he sells out to Israel, is that just a show to make it look like he's not really tearing it down? I don't know. It's so my brain could go either way. Or he has sold out and he's not gonna tear it down. I don't know. I go all over the place.
Well, I
But
mean, I can appreciate the fact that you're thinking about that from both, sides.
right.
We're not going to know the answer to that question for
We're not.
three more years.
Yeah. We're
So.
I and if ever, I mean, I don't know. It is the deep state gonna implode with this? They put out a lot of money for those King's protests. They put out a lot of money.
Yeah, they did.
Like, they're desperate and they couldn't even hide it. Like, it's just out there. Usually they funnel it pretty smart, and it takes a lot. It takes a lot to find out what Soros has paid for, especially when you're trying to look up judges. That's the thing. He was smart enough. He went straight for the states and bought out the little judges. You know, it's not about the Supreme Court. It's not about, he gets the little guys and it kind of topples, you know, bunch of little hits, tears it down, exactly what he wanted. You know, something else that people are going crazy about is Trump building a ballroom. That comment was even on one of my videos. I did a video last night about whether or not you could be married to someone who has a different political, but I couldn't be married to a Democrat.
Yeah,
I
I
mean,
saw
first
that
of all,
post.
if I was, I wouldn't be straight, because I don't know a Democrat that has balls. Like, I show me a masculine Democrat. Like, I really, honestly, genuinely, like, I want to see one, because I have a bunch of, not a bunch, handful of Democrats on my page that continue to keep chirping. I'm like, why are you here? Go, I'm not smart. Go follow someone smart, right? Like, you call me dumb, you call me stupid. Go follow someone smart, or like, use your voice on your own page. I don't know why you're still here. But they chirp every once in a while. They come out, and on my video about being married, it was something like, I can't be married to a Democrat, is what I said. He said, what about the ballroom? This is where they're at with their tantrums. What about the ballroom?
I
You
saw
guys.
that. I saw
What about the
that.
ballroom? Yeah, because that's important right now. But here's the thing, you know, Obama built a basketball court. Nobody threw a fit. Nobody was like, oh my God. Truman gutted the White House. Roosevelt built the West Wing. FDR did a swimming pool. Government rented tents for the Obama gathering, and it cost $1 million. And let me tell you guys, everything I just listed, tax dollars. All of that was tax funded. Obama, $1 million for one gathering. Nobody bats an eye. Like, you paid for that and you weren't even invited. This ballroom is paid for by private donors, and it's on a part of the White House that hasn't been used in I don't even know how long.
That's another thing that I've heard about that people who are on the left are having an issue with. Well, it's all private donors, so they're just going to have influence in the White House. And I'm going, well, when there's a Democrat in the White House, and of course the pendulum will swing back again at some point, more than
Yeah.
likely, the ballroom's still going to be there. It's still going to be paid for by the same donors. So I'm not sure what influence they're going to have then, but it's if people want to get crazy about something, they're going to get crazy about something.
Yeah.
And your post was. Was that an episode for your podcast, your other podcast that
Actually,
you do?
no.
Okay,
No,
it was a Facebook rant. Okay, that's
I
awesome.
just did a live. Yeah.
Because the title of that one, if I'm not mistaken, was "I Married a Man, Not a Democrat." I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure that's what you
S
said.
close to that.
Yeah, so you're gonna ruffle a couple of feathers there,
Yeah.
lady, when you do
Oh,
that.
it's in my inbox. It's okay, you guys. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words don't always hurt me. I
No.
mean, do am I human? Yeah, there's sometimes someone says something and it's someone that I thought I knew and admired, and then I see who they really are, and you guys, that hurts. Like, it's like meeting your hero. You never want to meet your hero. You never want to meet the people you admire. You never want to, you just don't. Celebrities. I mean, what girl, you guys, what girl has not grown up and been like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty. I just want to be like her one day. There's not a lot of celebrities that I could look at right now that I even respect. Like, when they have shown you who they are, you see them and they are not attractive. Like, knowing who you are, knowing your beliefs, like, it just makes people ugly. And so Yeah, never meet your hero, I guess, like, 'cause it is. It does it'll hurt your feelings. It'll hurt your feelings.
Yeah,
I don't
absolutely. I knew you were bringing a lot of stuff today, but I mean, from Bill Gates to, I married a man, not a Democrat.
Right.
I'm so far, I'm very impressed. You're on a roll here.
Oh,
So
we went all over the place.
today on the Faith and Fire, you are definitely the fire. And
Yeah.
I'm just over here like with the fire extinguisher waiting to see if I'm gonna have to put something out. You just you keep on rocking and
Well, if we weren't on the radar,
rolling.
I mean, I did say Hillary's body count, and I'm sure that, like, because you guys do know they listen to us, right? Like, you're not that naive. You're not that ignorant. Like, they listen to us
Oh yeah.
all the time. And there's keywords that will flag a little light in a computer room. There's how many people you think work in these computer rooms? I bet it's a lot. It's a lot. I wonder if they run it like a sweatshop. Like,
Great government job right there, I
yeah.
think. Great government job.
Is this where our missing babies are? Are they just like red flagging the light switch? Like if they want to eat today, they have to find three red flags. So Hillary body count, Hillary body count. No. Get them fed. But yeah, no, they're listening. It doesn't matter. So
Well, Hillary's back in the news now because she's been very vocal on X, which is also funny. But she's been very vocal on X about the ballroom and about how it's our house, it's not his house, and he's destroying our house. And, can't believe this is so inappropriate that he's doing this to the people's house. And, the best remark really was, when you consider what your husband did in the White House, I think you should sit this one out.
stuffing cigars up vajayjays, you guys. But people are mad
Not a
because
good thing.
Trump said, grab him by the blank. Clinton's shoving cigars up vaginas, dude.
Okay,
And
come
we're
on now.
gonna
Come on
like,
now. Come on now. Come on.
it's crazy. But you
This is
guys
still
know
faith
she
and fire.
stole. She did steal a bunch of stuff out of the White House that she had to return. Do you guys forget about that? Did anybody call her out on that in the comments?
No. On that particular post? No.
Yeah,
No,
that's
no.
I'm gonna go find her on X just to say, like, what about all the stuff you tried to steal? Like, they're just no class.
You'll
No
be lucky if you
class.
can
Read the
find that
room.
post. She's really good about like she makes a post and then everybody just tears her to pieces and then she takes the post down.
Oh, she's that kind of
She's
person.
that kind of, yeah. If it's a good post and like some Democrats jump on and then she's happy, but if she just gets railed with hate, then she just takes the post down and slinks away for a while. I think she just does it to get her name back in the spotlight a
To
little bit to
stay
see if the
relevant.
media picks it up. Yeah. So if one of the mainstream media channels picks it up and says, "Oh, Hillary Clinton had an opinion today,"
Right.
and they'll show the post. They won't talk about all the heat. They'll just talk about the post,
Right.
and then she's like, "Oh, good. Now I got to take it down because I'm about to get destroyed. So let me take it
Oh
off."
my gosh.
Yeah. So I don't know what kind of support she thinks she's getting on X.
No. And if I was her, honestly, with, I mean, doesn't she have a conscience? She knows she's guilty about a lot of bad things, bad things. I would want to stay irrelevant. I would want people to forget about me. Like, I don't see the purpose of trying to stay relevant in the media. If I got away with all these crimes, I would just go into hiding.
Maybe she thinks she's going to make a comeback.
Oh, could you imagine?
Well, I mean, presidents are in their 80s now. I mean,
Yeah.
that's not abnormal. They're not 40-year-olds, running around anymore. And the Democratic Party really doesn't have anybody. I mean, when Stephen A. Smith is one of your top,
Right.
prospects, what have you really got to put out there? So she may be thinking, "Hey, I know the game. I could
Yeah.
step in. I could fill this political void." Maybe she's just positioning herself quietly to see if she can, sneak in the back door and, get in the primary.
I think that's a great question for today, you guys, because do you think that we should have a female president? Ever? Like Republican or Democrat, ever should we have a female president? What do you think, Rory?
Oh, I knew you were going to pin me down on that. Let me say this. I think that from the American standpoint, I understand why we're all fine with it, and there's nothing wrong with it. The problem is in world relations. The Muslim countries are already not happy with us. And I made a joke last time when you were talking about going to Dearborn, and visiting a mosque, and I was like,
Yes.
"Well, you can't go because
Right.
you're a woman." The religions and the sects SECTS,
Yes.
and the communities that are rising up against the United States right now, that are becoming our biggest enemies on the world stage, don't acknowledge women as people.
Right.
And that's not something that I feel. That's not something that I'm, saying. I'm not a male chauvinist. My wife would have killed me by now and left me for dead if I was, and I'm not. But these are facts on the world stage. So a female president's going to create some problems with world relations when the Muslim leaders will not speak with the leader of the United States. That's all I'm going to say on that topic. It will create some difficulties that we'll have to handle as a country.
I guess I am a male chauvinist because I don't think that we should ever have a woman, a female president.
Now that's interesting, coming from, a strong female. What's your thought process on that?
We are different, and this is going to be the head. I just feel like it should always be a man. I feel like there is a masculine power that needs to be held to represent our country, someone who is strong and healthy and it has to be a scary dude. Not that we've ever had a scary president, but like someone who is like, and not Biden either. I mean, that was a joke. Everybody laughed at us. He didn't have the competency. Like the that was embarrassment, which he wasn't really president. He was a stand-in. I just feel like it should be a man, and I am a woman, and I can own my place. In our emotions are different, our thought process is different, our worldview is different. We are here to compliment our men. Like I stand behind my husband for whatever it is he wants to do. Do I think women have a place in the White House? Yes. Do I think the president needs a really strong first lady? Absolutely. Do I think that she is the fire behind a lot of who Trump is? Absolutely. And anybody that's married, I don't know a man that's in a happy marriage that doesn't say my wife is a part of me. She's a part of me.
Absolutely.
She's the superpower behind my power. I just feel like yes, but I also have those traditional views of like I'm here to take care of the kids. I'm here to build the home. My husband provides for us and I do the things that are for the family. He pays for the home, I make the home, or however they say that, but absolutely not. And like I love Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I still wouldn't want her to be president. Like I think she needs to keep important roles in government, but yeah, female president, I'm just not there. I wouldn't vote for it, not even if she was a Republican.
Sure.
I wouldn't vote for it. There's just We are not the same. We're emotional. We are just the opposite. Men should have the leadership roles. And I know a lot of people are going to unfollow me now, and it doesn't hurt my feelings because it doesn't change. I can't not be who I am. And that is coming from someone I have hyper independence. I have like there's a lot of things. I do feel like women have a voice and we need to stand in our potential. We need to speak up. But also, I'm not going to try to run the country, And that's, do I think I could do a better job? Oh my gosh, I would be a great president. I'd be great, but it's not my place. It's know your roles, ladies. No, I'm just kidding. But like,
I'm just staying so far away from this one. I'm
I
like,
know. No,
okay.
I get it.
I
I get
apologize
it.
for the chicken vote on this one, but it's
No, I totally get it. That's it would as a guy saying that women shouldn't be president, like you definitely, I would get away with it far, far more than you ever could. But I've had the same conversation with my husband. I just don't see it.
I do think you go
I don't even know what I was going to say. It's
ahead. Sorry. I do think that there's a counter argument to that that says, well, yes, it's progressive thinking, but the United States should lead the way in that and show people that how wrong that is.
Yeah.
For instance, the Arab countries and folks like that view women in that role, and so that we have to lead by example. I don't disagree with that in a lot of ways. It's just that it isn't that simple because it isn't just behavior. It's part of their culture. It's rooted in their religion.
Right.
It's just part of their actual belief system. So to change, that's not that simple. In order to take on that kind of a situation where the United States would have to handle that on a world stage, we would have to be, as a country, incredibly strong. Now, if we had an incredibly strong, united United States, could we do that? Could we stand up to, the criticism on the world stage and be successful with a female being a president? Today, absolutely not. But in the future, possibly. But right now, we are so weak and we are so divided that
Right.
I can't imagine that we could stand up to that kind of obstacle on that platform.
On the
That
world
would,
level.
yeah, because people would not come to the table
Right.
with us anymore.
And
And
isn't that part of
that'd be
like,
really rough.
that should be part of how we represent acceptance? Like, if you're in a Muslim country and you're Muslim, cool, stay there, because we're not a Muslim country. We're built on Christianity. So let's respect that if they like Sharia law, if they like whatever they like over here, let's respect that when our world leaders sit at a table, because that is acceptance. That's respecting other people's cultures. And absolutely, putting a female in here, we're not accepting, we're not being respectful. You know, it's like we're making a mockery of what they believe, and that's how they're going to see it. It's a mockery, you know,
Sure.
to just. But either way, I don't see it. I
Well,
know
that's
people are like,
more.
oh my God, you're raising girls and you're telling them they can't be president. Girl, they could do anything they want. And if that's what they chose to do, I'd still support them. But it doesn't mean I have to believe it. You know, if I had to vote between a Marjorie Taylor Greene and a Kamala, of course, I am going to tick the box if that's my only choice, right? Doesn't mean I think that it's the right thing. So I just. We're emotional. We think from a different part of our brains. Guys are can stay focused and logical and get the job done. Like Trump is getting the job done. If he was a girl, you guys know he'd be crying right now because like people are blaming Republicans for the shutdown. He'd be like, oh my God, they hate me. Ah, you know, it's I don't know.
It's
I
also
don't know.
another big piece of irony, and that is that the Democrats have been trying to flood the country with illegal immigrants to
Yes.
really fill up their voting base. I know a lot of folks that are part of the Mexican culture that are, from other countries that are part of those cultures. And
Yeah.
those, when you look at the top three or four nationalities that make up our illegal immigration,
Yes.
none of them have cultures that promote women in leadership roles and in positions of authority. And those men are not going to be okay with that. So they're going to bring all these people in illegally that then will not vote for their
It'll
female candidate.
backfire. Yeah.
I again, I really don't understand the plan on
Yeah.
the other side ever, but because they just react, but interesting
Right.
topic to have brought up. I
Yeah.
needed a lot. Wow.
I don't even know where that came from, honestly. But yeah, here we are. Here we are. I believe it was
Dang.
the White House renovations and just, I don't know.
Hillary got you, didn't she? It was a Hillary thing. It
Hillary.
just got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my
That's
fault
so
then. I brought
funny.
that up.
No, I
All right.
love it. I'm definitely going to go look and try to troll her ex account because I just didn't even. I didn't know she was still trying to be relevant, but I guess that's a lie. I saw a news clip of her the other day, but I do. I mean, I think they're gearing up Kamala to run again. At least if they, you know, let's get some votes to see if she even can make it that far. I'd be curious because she thinks she can.
I hope she does. I really
I
do.
yeah, it'd be an easy win for us again.
Yeah, I hope that that's the direction that they go. I don't think
Yeah.
that's going to happen. I think they're going to
Yeah.
aim that way. And if anything else, I almost wonder if that's a false flag.
Maybe.
They
Look
want to
over
put that up
here.
like, hey, this is what we're going to do, and then that's going to cause some of the people that they really want to run to get off the fence and enter the race. And
Yeah.
like Shapiro in Pennsylvania, type of guy. Those are people that they really want to run that
Right.
right now are going, not with the way things are. No way.
Yeah. No, I
So.
see that. And then if we all think Kamala's running, we're going to let our guard down and we're just going to kind of coast and not stay vigilant and not hold the line because we're going to think it's an easy win and we're not going to be intentional and strategic. It would be just throw spaghetti on the wall and hope it sticks kind of stuff, you
Yeah,
know?
could be. Could be.
But you guys, that's all I have for today. I mean, I probably have more, but this is good. This is good and it probably got us in trouble and fine. I just am
We
gonna
may not be here next time. I'm waiting for the knock on my door right now.
I
It's going to be the
know.
feds coming to my
Oh
door,
my
I'm sure.
gosh.
Hey, buddy, we traced your signal and you're talking to that Brandon person.
Yeah, she's on our radar. We need you to get
Oh,
us some intel of how much she really knows. No,
yeah.
I don't know anything. That's the funny part is they can do whatever. But you know what I would do if they knocked on my door? I would comply. I just want to say that, okay? If they came, I'd be like, okay, let's figure this out. Sure. I'm coming. It's that simple, you guys.
Right.
Law enforcement agents, we just comply and everything will get figured out. It always does. So
Amen.
there's that. But Rory, why don't you take us home today?
I appreciate that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I can get a little message out with maybe a little shameless self-promotion. I've had a lot of people talk to me about this podcast in particular, but about other podcasts that I have going, other podcasts that other people are doing. I've had folks who mention your podcast to me, which
Nice.
has been a lot of fun. Folks, we need more podcasters. We need more people to have independent platforms to be able to share their voice. And I got to be honest with you, I don't care if you agree with with our voices. If you are someone who's on the left or someone who has a differing viewpoint on any of the things that we talk about, I still encourage you to go get that podcast and have your voice be heard. Because just like Charlie Kirk, lived and died for open Discord. Is the way that we get through all of this nonsense. It's the way that we get through the fire and over to the other side into peace in some way. So I just want to say that if you are even thinking about doing a podcast, find me, call me, we'll have a conversation. If I can help you, I will. I've got like five different programs I can help you with, from little tiny get you started bare bones all the way up to helping you make money doing it like we do. Folks, you got to get your voice heard, and podcasting is the easiest, best, most effective way to do it. So do it. Call me, call us, we'll help you. We will help you get your podcast up and running, but let us know at Rory Podcast on Facebook. Go check it out. That's it.
That's it. You guys find him. I'm serious. Like, especially if you disagree, right? Your whole show can be based on debunking our arguments and our beliefs, and you can tell us what MSNBC is saying because none of us watch it. But
I'd love
people
it.
do listen to people do listen to podcasts. And
Right.
if you are on the other side, you think we're dumb anyway. So go be smart and have a smart podcast. But
We'll be your
you have a
first guest.
voice. Yeah. You have a voice, use it. All right, you guys, we will see you next week. Bye.